suckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rhino Stank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Turn my microphone on. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is another edition of The Bye Guys here on Gas Digital Network. What does that mean? It means that Lewis told us a few minutes ago he wasn't coming. But I'm not going to trash Lewis. I don't want to do another Lewis J. Grievances. He's my buddy, and I love him very much. And
Me
I want
too.
Him to have a great holiday with his boy.
Yes.
So it's Zach and Ian. How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. I don't know if that was to me or not, but I'm good. And
are joined, of course, by a lovely gentleman that we enjoy very much, the hilarious Mike Racine.
Hello.
As well.
Yes.
This is a different show?
Yes.
I don't know. Something. Damn. This is the second time it's been Zach and Ian as the Bye Guys.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an offshoot.
It's an offshoot, and Lewis is gone. Mm-hmm. And when the mouse is away, the cats will play.
You should temporarily change it on iTunes. Or something. Just change the name or change the logo.
Well, wouldn't that mess up the algorithm?
Would it?
We need our own theme song.
Yeah, we need a Bye Guys theme song.
Yes.
We need some Bye Guy drops.
Yes. And I think the Bye Guy theme song should start out with the sound of someone getting their dick sucked.
But you're way more bi than Zach. Zach's like mad.
Yeah, I just dabble.
Well, I think I figured it out. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm like, because I would never like date a guy because I'm not fucking gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, because like acting out sexually is like a very big part of being bipolar, you know? Mm. So I noticed when I'm like really down, that's when I'm like, I gotta fuck a dude. I gotta suck a dick. Mm. Because it's like instant gratification. I can get a dude to my place like seamless, you know, and it fixes that thing like a quick whatever, you know? And then when I get
He actually just orders seamless and then sucks the guy.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't have money for tip, but come on inside. It's like, no, thank you, sir. And when I'm like really floating high, that's when I'm like, I gotta fuck a chick. So I don't think it's like I don't know. I couldn't date a dude.
So maybe most gay people are just really depressed.
Yeah.
The suicide numbers would add up on that one.
Yeah, I know. They're probably depressed because they all know they're going to hell.
Mm-hmm. See, for me, it's a lot of the, like, when I was in my early 20s, a lot of my friends all kind of dabbled as well.
Oh, wow.
Like, a lot of just, like, being weird goth kids.
Mm.
And I just remember, so, like, I had a lot of friends that would, like, go home with a dude and get fucked in the ass. But then my friend Kyle got fucked in the ass on his back.
That's gay. That's,
oh, that's
that to me.
That's the gayest.
Is that to me, that's the line where you're like, all right, that's gay.
Right.
That's how the first time I got fucked in the ass.
I think that's how you got to start.
Yeah. Was it an app? Well, see, it's easier to go in when you're on your back.
Okay.
Because
okay.
It's like a smoother thing to your colon.
But
if you're bent
over
right. The angle and everything, you can like hit the top wall.
You can kind of rationalize bending over.
Yeah.
You're like, I got to do this.
When was you? When did you
looking.
Get fucked in the ass?
I've never been fucked in the ass.
What?
Nice.
Wow, you're like a gold star. Whoops.
I almost spilled my coffee. I'm so happy.
I'm
so glad I saved that. Yeah, no, I don't think I can, man. And it's not even
but
for
you
me.
You get pegged.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I don't think I could do that to somebody. That's a nightmare. It's bad, man. It's a bad place. First of all, I have no ass. You know when they show Hank Hill naked from behind?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, but
dude,
fat.
A Amazing. Couple days before Christmas, I was like, I was at Bedford. I was walking up the stairs, and there were these two very black gay guys, like talking shit, making fun, like being loud. And then
you don't say. That's so not normal for them.
Yeah, all right.
the Venn diagram of labness. Black and gay.
Right. And then also their outfits.
No, it cancels out, actually. But they were like, talking, and then it was quiet for a second, and they both start laughing. And uh-huh. they're right behind me. So I was like, they're making fun of my flat ass.
Uh-huh.
Which, I don't know.
That's...
Probably.
What it was.
I always assume when people are laughing in public at? That there's something wrong with me, that like my underwear's out or like I have toilet paper on my shoe. I get nervous about shit like that very quickly.
I don't care anymore.
You've gone beyond.
I've gone beyond. Once you realize you don't care, that's when true freedom arrives.
How old were you when you took it in the pooper the first time?
I distinctly remember I was on the train and I was drinking a Four Loko. And I saw a gorgeous trans woman, and she got off, and I got off where she got off. And some would say I followed her, but others would say I was just lost trying to find my way.
Yeah.
And she went into one of these bars that they have where you pay like a $50 cover, and then you go in, and they're all like prostitutes, and you all, you know, like whatever. And it was a fucking...
She pays the cover or you pay?
No, the guy pays the cover. And then it's just like, you know, a Toys R Us for, you know, beautiful trans... Well, not beautiful, but trans.
You have to pay once you're in or that $50.
You pay once you're in and then you buy them. They're all prostitutes.
Yeah.
And literally like some of them are just...
It's not like Old Country Buffet where you just pay one time.
No, you're going to pay multiple times. Yeah. And then like emotionally and memory-wise, you pay. That's a lifetime fee. Yeah. And so... you go in and, dude, there's a pantsless trans woman at the bar just jerking a soft dick. Another one comes up and she's like, come on, baby, like kissing you. And you're like, ah, what the fuck did I walk into? But I found this girl and, you know, obviously she told me she was a prostitute. And I was like, you know, I'd really like to, but what about kissing? You know, I like really wanted to like kiss her. And so we went to a pay by hour motel. I don't even know where. I think it was like in Chelsea because we went to a diner afterwards and I didn't have lube or anything.
It's like a Woody Allen movie kind of. It's like there's jazz playing while Ian's at the diner with
just a shot of an ashtray.
It was Gabriella.
Yeah.
She was the Annie Hall of trans women.
I know you have a dick, but you reveal knockout.
You're just gorgeous. Yeah. I remember, like, I didn't have lube, and she got mad. And first of all, like, you know, I promised her all this coke and everything, and then, like,
just imagine someone is, like, working in a factory, and they listen to the show, and their headphones fall out. And they just have to hear this story.
Jimmy, can I talk to you in the office for a second? We're revoking your union card. You fag by proxy. Yeah. And, no, but she, first of all, when we took our dicks out, she made fun of me because mine was smaller than hers. And I said out loud, I go, it's not activated yet. And then we didn't have lube, so she had to use Cetaphil.
Was she African-American?
No, she was Brazilian. And she fucked me in the
ass.
You
were really just cruising for AIDS, buddy.
Oh, I was cruising's a key word. I was cruising USA, you know. And she laid me on my back, fucked me in the ass. And I was like, all right, now time for me to get off. And I just made her.
Oh, okay. But a woman laid you on your back and fucked you in the ass.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Laid me gently. And I was like a baby getting its diaper changed. And then I had her sit on my face and I licked her ass while I jerked off. And then I didn't have enough money to pay her what she wanted, so I bought her eggs at Orion Diner. And I was like, so you're from Brazil?
You didn't have enough money to pay her?
No, my credit card got locked out, so I couldn't take more money out. Yeah. I told her to get all this coke, and then when I realized the credit card wasn't working, I was like, you don't have to get the coke, it's fine.
See, I don't have any, these are stories you're going to tell your grandkids someday.
Yeah.
I don't have any real stories like
that. You are full of prostitute faux pas.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
This is multiple stories I've heard where you don't have the money.
No, it's just the second story.
Because
I was getting prostitutes. I was fucking poor. But I still had an itch. It needed to be scratched.
I just can't believe nobody's ever beat the shit out of you over this.
I'm really lucky. You know?
Her pimp is like a guy with a pussy who comes in and beats the shit out of you.
Well, you know, I said it before, but like...
He's like, I'm going to fuck you up and make you eat my pussy.
Instead of
all right, funny business is over.
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna eat this pussy?
You know, I for a while, you know, it was like the physical act, and I paid whatever out of my wallet. But then the emotional.
But was it a
price,
thrill to know you didn't have the money and you were going to be in trouble?
I think secretly I wanted to get like beat up or like, you know, whatever, for like the act of doing what I was. Because the whole time I'm doing this, you know, you black out, and then for like a week after, all you hear in your head is.
Oh, that's your voice in your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after therapy and working on myself and realizing I'm just a straight guy that likes to have fun, the voice said.
Is that what Dr. Allen told you? How old is that song?
Came out like 97.
Yeah. See, that's when we sort of became men.
What? That's just walking around the coal, singing that to yourself.
Oh, that was
no. Cool. We're all products.
The coal was great.
No. That walking around a coal's. That is my adolescence.
Oh my god. Yeah. Looking at the JNCOs.
Yeah. Getting JNCOs in a Dr. Pepper T-shirt.
Oh my god. And they getting beat by your stepdad, Jim. What?
I had this Italian teacher when I was in high school in ninth grade, and he would like tell us. He was a 62 or 63 year old man. He would tell us stories about like. How him and his friends would like go to gay bars and get people to buy them drinks and then beat up guys and leave with free, like that was his way to get free drinks.
You didn't the last part seems
oh
unnecessary.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah,
I used to get drinks and I'd beat their dicks up with my mouth.
Right, right. You showed them.
Yeah.
Ian's like nothing like a good grift.
Guys, we're getting
that's right.
Guys, we're getting the team back together. More big score.
Big score.
The Lufthansa blowjob.
Ian's like the guy from The Music Man.
I just jump into a pile of men.
I love.
They call
this.
Me a cocksucker with a capital C.
I love this town. I get a free drink and I sucked your dick.
No, but I used to make guys buy me drinks and drugs and stuff because then I felt like I'm getting over on you. Mm. Like I can definitely empathize with that feeling of like beating them up because then it's like I'm not gay, you're gay.
Yeah,
you know it's like you're not gay, but you're it's a spectrum. It's sexuality's a rainbow, and like Skittles, I want to taste it all, you know?
Well, guys, before we go any further, let's get some plugs out of the way.
Is that in your pocket?
Yeah.
How many of those do you have?
Crazy. You're a man of accessories. You have a mustache, comb, a slide whistle.
Yeah, and rings. Yeah.
You're not compensating for being at peace side at all.
I just like to have a lot of flavor.
You're seeing, what do you want to plug, buddy? What do you got
all right,
coming up?
So January, I think 7th and 8th, it's that second week in January, I'll be at the Woo-Ha-Ha in Worcester.
Oh, yeah!
A few shows over
I
there.
I saw that. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm there in March.
Nice.
Yeah, you got to tell me how it is. I'm excited.
I mean, we can't really be choosy about. And also, check out my podcast, The Sit Down. Ian was on the 100th episode. We talked about sucking off.
We talked about the brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks for having me on.
Ian, what do you want to plug, buddy?
Well, tomorrow, Tuesday, December 31st, is my birthday. And I'm excited. I'm going to be 35. Staying alive. in January, 9th to the 12th, I'm going to be at St. Louis Helium. Opening for Dave Attell, and then I have a bunch of dates. Wednesday, January 15th, New York Comedy Club East Village. There's a benefit for Chris Cotton. Monday, January 20th, at the Village Comedy Cellar, Village Underground, there's another benefit for Chris Cotton, and it's going to be really great. Come on out, and if you can, donate to his GoFundMe. And I'm going to be doing a New England run from like a Wednesday to Sunday. Vermont Comedy Club, Woo Ha Ha Comedy Club, Laugh Boston, Port City Theater, Maine, and Shashkeen.
It's a fun one.
In New Hampshire. IanFinance.com, March, I'd say 25th to the 29th. And people are already buying tickets, so make sure you get on that. And iAnimal on Instagram, IanFinance.com. I love you. Thanks for digging me. Zach, what do you got?
Fantastic.
Guys, you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. You can check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, every single Friday at midnight. Comics, watching horror movies, and talking shit. And please check out Capital Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on Gas Digital Network. My I Quit match with Jeff Cannonball just went up, so go check that out. All right, so let's get into it, guys. The real issue here, five Jews stabbed in Rockland County, and Lewis is not here to account for himself. Yeah. It's time.
Oh, that's where he
to
is.
Guess the news.
That's right. Lewis.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't stab the Jews because I wanted
it's
to.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Yamanika. String of anti-Semitic attacks. Lewis is not here to stand up for himself or provide an alibi.
Yes.
This one was in Muncie.
Yes.
In Rockland County during a Hanukkah celebration. I believe this is the fourth or fifth anti-Semitic attack in the last week or so.
Wow.
All perpetrated by blacks.
They've all been by blacks.
I think it's something like black Israelites.
They've all been black Israelites.
Oh, the one in Jersey City, too. That's who.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. That's
and I
amazing.
Thought the black Israelites were kind of on the way out. You don't see them as much out.
Well, they really made a comeback with those Covington kids.
Yeah.
Really made a splash.
Yeah.
And I love how because they're black, nobody's talking about it. And everyone's like, well, let's explain it away.
I love the black Israelites. My favorite thing is when you see those videos of people who like are from Utah or whatever. Yeah. and they start arguing with them. And
oh,
like,
dude.
Have you read the Bible, sir?
I love when they call white people, you blue-eyed jackal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at him. You got crow's feet.
Yeah. So, of course, the proper response to all these attacks committed by black Israelites is they are now starting a probe on far-right extremism.
Shut up.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep. Let's get those goddamn alt-right kids that are pretending to be black Israelites out of here.
God, I love what a move at the end of the decade. To just swoop it. What a magic trick. Make everyone look at like alt-right white supremacist trolls and then the black Israelites
just
coming out
sneak
strong.
On in.
Woo!
Like a thief in the night.
Wow, like a thief in the night. Yes. And it, you know, it's surprising because usually they're a loud people, but they've been doing this quietly.
Who's loud?
No? The brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make woke Racine as uncomfortable as possible. That's my least favorite character of the last decade.
Woke Racine?
Woke Racine.
No. Racine, no, he's not.
I have gotten a little more probably socially conscious in the past couple years or so.
I will say that because I think the first time you did this show, one of your actual quotes was, I mean, you ever met a woman that built a bridge?
Yeah. Well, you know, you got some blind spots. But have there been any? I mean, I don't know.
We have to get into it.
So crazy that it's all black Israelites and it's not like national news. If this was all like white supremacists, it would be everywhere. One of those, you know.
It would be huge. If there was a string of white people doing something like this.
Yeah.
Actually, I would say almost any, but black Israelites, I think people don't even know what some people in the middle America might not even know what those are.
Right. Mm. But they're like the most vitriolic, like, oh, and it's funny, too, because guess what? Guess what? You want to say, hey, alt-right can say whatever, free speech, whatever. You got to free speech it up with these black Israelites. You got to be all right with what they're saying. Other side of the coin.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like free speech has been picked up by, like, alt-right whatevers to be like, anything you say is free speech. You're allowed to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, okay, and that supports their version of free speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, hate speech, whatever. So if the black Israelites are saying hateful things, you can't tell them that they can't say it. You got to fucking free speech it up with them. You got to support what they're saying under the guise of free speech.
You can't ask them to use inside voice, though.
You can say whatever you want. I don't have to like it. I support your right to do it. But as a favor, don't act like you're in a theater.
This is a library. It's fine if you want to kill
Whitey. Yeah. Yes, I'm a blue-eyed Jekyll, but can you please use your inside voice?
Yeah.
Sir, there's other people on this bus.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's so weird. I think, but on the other side, at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, people die. Like, what? Maybe it's good we're not making a big deal about this?
Yeah.
No one died with the Rockland County one.
That's because they were shooting the gun sideways.
Yeah.
They were holding the knife sideways. It was like an iPhone. They were trying to make a video.
They were trying to make a TikTok, and they couldn't stab at the same time.
I mean, that's nice that nobody died, but it's still, I mean, you got to live with that for the rest of your life. If someone came into your house and tried to stab
you. Oh, they went to their house?
Yeah.
During Hanukkah dinner, somebody broke into the house and stabbed five people.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
So terrifying. And so what's happening with these black kids? Are they saying, yes, I did this because they're Jewish?
I have no idea. Nate, do we have any information?
Well, some of these incidents, people have come forward and basically said, absolutely, we're doing this because we're black. You know, that's kind of what the black kids are into. This one in particular, I guess because it's recent, they're kind of, you know, skirting around it and being like, it's weird. A guy just broke into a rabbi's house.
Well, it's funny that their name is Black Israelites, so you think that they're like black Jews, but they hate Jews.
Well, they say that they're the true...
That they were the first people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they're all kangs. And queens. Well, I'm just asking a question.
I got confused.
What is that?
I thought you meant the alien from The Simpsons.
I think I don't know.
It's Kangs and Kodos.
There he is.
By the way, if that is not the name of a hair salon,
Kangs and Kodos.
Kangs and Kodos.
Get your herd in. Kangs and Kodos.
Oh,
I know.
Fuck.
It's a shame that black people are oppressed because they're so funny. Like, you can't really make fun of them because of their position in society. But
no, you can. But also, they're the best. No one has more fun than blacks. Mm-hmm. No one enjoys a good time. Mm-hmm. No one can turn anything. Every time there's someone...
The funniest black people are funnier than the funniest white people.
Every single time a fucking thing happens, they turn it into a funny meme. Mm-hmm. Or like there was, remember that cop shooting in Philly when those guys shot at the cops? They like, there were like blacks in the background. They're like, yeah, we out here, we out. And they like, we're just making it into like a fun thing. Yeah, and there's a fucking cop shooting.
And the cops can't do anything about it because they're getting shot at.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. They just have an extra bone for fun.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't understand what we're saying, imagine any black person you've ever met being scared of a ghost. And pretend like that's not hilarious. Imagine a ghost scaring any black person you ever met. Their reaction would be perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. But also, too, it's kind of weird how, like, you know, for when everyone's dialogue and voice started coming up, it was like, you know, like, white people, you're this, you're that. It's, you know, you're evil, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, you have power. You need to speak up for us. It's like, okay, so are you helpless or what? And irregardless, I think it would be good to speak out against this kind of violence, whether it's perpetrated by whoever. Like, speaking out against any type of violence against a certain group is important. And it would be nice if the black community came together and was like, we don't.
And condemned it,
But also, on the other hand, anytime there's a fucking alt-right white whatever, you got to come out as like a white person.
But if there was a bisexual guy with a mustache running around doing crimes on his bike, and people were like, I wish Ian would just condemn this crime. I mean, I don't know. Would you?
I'd be like,
he'd
finally
chasing them screaming stolen valor.
Yeah.
He'd be making fucking Instagram live
videos. Like, finally, I'm seen. right? I don't know. I just think it's... But then it's like, you know, Trump kind of started this in a way where there was like a white supremacist attack and he was like, yeah, good people on both sides. Yeah. It's like, how do you not come out and fucking condemn this?
Yeah.
You know. But what a banger way to end the decade.
Yeah, it was... No pun intended, a dark horse candidate. And it's very surprising. You didn't see it coming.
No, you didn't
see it coming. A whole new thing to be scared of.
So what were the other attacks? There was this one in Monsey. There was the Jersey City one.
Jersey City one, I believe.
They were like selling... No, I guess they had a stolen car or something, or that was a drug deal gone bad.
Well, there was... notes left in the van that seemed anti-Semitic, that were like anti-Semitic rhetoric. And I believe there's been one, or there's been a few attacks specifically on in all Jewish communities.
Yeah.
In the past, like 2 weeks, I want to say there's been like, at least the two history or three of more.
Crown Heights with the Jews and blacks.
Yeah.
With that like that murder,
kid, Gavin, that kid, right?
The ambulance thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't a kid get hit by a car and then
in like 93, I think.
Yeah, yeah, this yeah.
Kid named Gavin. Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. We have a caller. I'm just going to put them through.
Here
just
we go. A it's a black Israelite.
It may be a black Israelite.
Oh my God.
And they're on.
Hey, how are you? Who are you? Where are you from? And thanks for listening.
Hey, you're live on Bye Guys.
Yep.
What the fuck is going on with my show? I leave the show for a day. I tune in, and it's a fuck. It sounds like fucking. It sounds like fucking two black chicks fucking yapping about the plight of fucking black women. Who are you people? What is going on with my racist podcast?
This is fun for us. I don't know. Yeah, that's right.
First of all, sir.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. We are condemning the actions of blacks and talking about crimes against Jews.
Right.
We are holding your legacy.
Yeah. And also, no, not also
true. I tuned in and I was like, is there anybody better than black people? Like, unironically. It was psychotic.
That was Ian Lewis, not me. Ian said that.
Is there anything funnier than black people?
Yeah. And also,
I heard.
Did you hear this black Israelite right before he stabbed the Jews? He said,
I love Pokemon. I beat off to every episode, nigga.
Terrible.
So what's
actually,
your gripe?
That's not true, Ian. He broke into the house and then this happened.
Lewis, what caller? What's your main gripe with the show? We're not overtly racist towards one group.
You're not being racist enough, okay? You're being very woke. I thought it was supposed to be bi guys, not fucking homosexual faggot guys.
Right.
Be bi.
Mm. That was actually an alternative title.
Bye.
Sir, all right,
guys, let's buy it up here.
I would just like to say, did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, sir. I appreciate the call in. Please don't fight any more open micers.
Did he hang up?
Yes, he's gone.
Oh, hilarious. Well, that black Israelite sounded gay.
Yeah.
He sounded like just like a real homo Israelite.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a whack Israelite, if you ask me. Okay. So I want to talk about something. I don't know if you, Nate can back me up on this. Ian, we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. I saw Cats.
Whoa. How was it?
It fucked me up.
What?
It's so bad that it was like troublesome. Like,
really?
It was horrifying to watch.
You sat through the whole thing?
Yes. I would say about half the theater that I saw it with walked out.
No way. What's it? Wait, hold on. Okay. So what is the premise of this movie? Also, I farted. Can you smell it? Fine. I'm so sorry.
I can't yet, but okay, I'll good. Keep an eye out.
Oh, boy. sorry, Nate.
So to begin with, the play Cats doesn't really have a plot. Like, it's just different cats sing songs about themselves, and then they pick a winner at the end. I think it's supposed to be something about, like, life and death.
What?
From what I understand, whoever sings the best song gets to go to heaven because they die.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
It feels about 8 hours
long.
Kind
of like the JFL of musicals.
It feels about 8 hours long,
uh-huh.
And there's no consistency in the actual, so some of them are cats, some of them are like people cats. Idris Elba has abs and he just looks like a naked werewolf.
I'm listening.
They have people faces and people hands, so they're like disturbing to look at.
Uh-huh.
And then Rebel Wilson, and I don't know, Nate, tell me if this bothered you, because Nate also saw this film. Rebel Wilson, up to this, everyone's a cat. Rebel Wilson then unzips her own skin and has an outfit underneath it.
And what's her outfit?
Like a Showtime Broadway outfit. So are we to believe, Nate, that she is wearing the skin of another cat consistently except for that number?
Yeah, that was mental. Well, she does it again. Remember, she does it again to like escape.
Yes.
From the, it, that at that point, because I saw it with my wife. At that point, yeah, she out loud was just like, "What the fuck is she skinning herself for?" It was insane.
Do you think that they're making things just to specifically fuck with us to see how dumb we are as
no,
a public?
This. So that's the
Racine,
thing.
Get off your phone.
No, I'm just saying. You remember in Team America when he's like, "I was raped by Mr. Mustafanis."
Yeah. Good. Is that the cat?
Yes, that is one of the cats.
Is that what you're looking up, Racine?
I'm just looking up images from the Broadway show.
Okay, so in different. The Broadway show, they have cat noses and cat mouths, so they don't look as disturbing.
Right.
Dude, Lewis is so mad.
I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about cats.
What other Broadway shows do you guys like? I want to see Hamilton so
Oh,
bad.
I want to see a cat on a hot tin roof.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should just review musicals.
That'd be actually, I would love to do that.
No, but it's all cat related musicals. So MEW musicals. That's the new podcast. MEW musicals.
How many cat related musicals?
Oh, meowsicles.
There's Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
That's not a musical, though, is it?
Cat in the Hat?
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. That's a Tarzan.
Oh, you're right.
Cool. Lion King. That's kind of like a cat.
Yeah.
You know, Aladdin, because, you know, they're all sneaky.
Yeah.
Like cats. How's that for racist, Lewis? Are you happy now, you piece of shit?
All right, let's move on. New story.
We can watch the trailer.
Sorry.
If you want.
Yeah, let's watch
the
trailer.
Yeah, let's watch a trailer. Come on. I haven't seen it. Fuck Lewis.
I haven't
Lewis.
Seen it either.
All right. Hang on. Let me just pull it up.
It would be so funny if it was gay porn.
It's close.
It's worse. It's furry porn because they're like oddly sexual.
Is a magical night where I choose the cat that deserves a new life.
What? Going to the ball could get dangerous.
Is it Cardi B?
Come on!
How do all these celebrities get involved in this?
Because it was $100 million and it's losing $71 million right now.
Amazing.
It was genuinely terrifying to watch.
Do you think while they were making this, they were all like, what the fuck?
I think it's one of those things where everything's so CGI that they didn't know how bad it was going to be.
They must convince you that like you're a part of something really new and special. And
yeah.
So,
guys,
you can already
so
tell
excited
from just this. They don't have like...
Is that Beyonce?
But it's CGI. No. It's half CGI?
Yeah. And they don't really explain how big
Jesus.
Any of them are.
Yeah, right.
So, like, in some scenes, they're people-sized.
What?
In some scenes, they're
what?
Tiny.
Don't mess with the crazy cat lady.
Now it is time to make the choice.
Right, well, that's not going to work, is it? That's what I say to you.
Cross paws.
Come, we're about to begin.
It's so fucking bad, dude.
I'm cringing just when it's so painful.
Like, the only person in the movie who's trying to act like a cat is Ian McKellen. So everyone else
Killer
doesn't
name.
Give a fuck. And this poor old faggot's, like, drinking milk from a saucer and rubbing his head on shit because he's method. And everyone else is just phoning it in. So it's embarrassing for him because he's a good actor.
Do any of them shit in a box?
No, but Rebel Wilson does do the thing where she like puts her leg over her head and tries to lick herself and then falls because she's fat.
What
That's her entire character.
That's her in every movie.
Is a fat person who falls.
Ugh. What? So people walked out. And well, how did this fuck you up? Like, what do you mean by that?
Okay, I got really high.
Oh, there we go.
And it was like reality left because everything about it was wrong.
Uh-huh.
So it was just like it was like a bad trip.
Uh-huh.
Without drugs. And then on drugs, it was like, it felt 8 hours long.
And
every
long
song, regular movie length.
Yeah, I think it's an hour 50 or something like that. A little over.
Every song feels like the chorus happens 9 times after it's over. Like, it's horrifying. Like, you feel trapped.
And the music is the music is terrible.
Yeah, it sounds like a high school chorus singing it.
It's really bad.
What? How did this happen? What if this is all part of a plan to distract us with cats while the black Israelites start the race war?
Dude, I don't want to say it. Thank you for saying it. And now every Idris Elba,
you know,
and now everything Idris Elba is the leader of the black Israelites. Just the whole time.
The black Israelites are the ones that get adopted the least because there's stories that they're bad luck.
Yeah, there's a black Israelite with his face covered, and it's been Idris Elba every time.
And now my plan is complete.
All right, I want to see.
I'm going to see Uncut Gems today.
That was really good.
I'm really excited. Good. I hear it's intense.
I thought Knives Out was phenomenal.
Knives Out was really good. Really good.
Did not see either. I really want to see Uncut Gems, though. But does anyone else feel like it's the Voss, it's like the Rich Voss story, had he not completed comedy?
No, because the guy has money.
Okay, I want to see. Nate, what was that? Nate, show me this daughter buys father flamethrower for Christmas video.
Yep, I'm just pulling it up now.
Thank
what?
You.
What?
So tell me a little about the story before we see the video, Nate.
Dude, what the fuck?
Basically, a daughter has surprised her dad with like a homemade flamethrower for Christmas. And this is a video of him that he posted it on social media, and it's kind of blown up. Here it is.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see anything, buddy.
Wow, great video.
So some would say that it was lit. Matt Van Slyke surprised with a flamethrower.
Oh, God, the cats have come.
Give me 1 minute.
All right, we're going to give Nate a minute.
Wait, this girl,
I'm assuming
made
this
a
is like, yeah, what is this, like hairspray with a lighter in front?
Do you guys ever make potato cannons?
Hang on, I'll pull it up in a sec.
Oh, god damn,
everything's
did you get PVC pipe?
She says the n-word by accident. She was like, some would say that these poop had a fire Christmas. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just
she goes, oh lord, there's a fire. You guys ever made potato cannons?
No.
You take PVC pipe, and then you do like some sort of mechanism where you like fill it with hairspray, and you fucking light it, and it shoots a potato out. We put a huge fucking hole in a barn house one time. It fucking rules. It's like what you do if you're like a hick in the suburbs.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I wonder if she made this. Like, did she buy this, or did she make it?
I'm pretty sure she made this.
It. That looks like a hairspray.
That's
a girl
boss.
Thing.
That's pretty sick.
So some would say that it was lit. Matt Van Slyke surprised with a flamethrower from his daughter Katie on Christmas morning. The gift has now gone viral.
Joining us now, daughter of the year, official title.
I mean, that is awesome.
Whoa, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's a flamethrower of a gal. God,
Okay, hey, that chick fucks. If she buys your dad a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How do you think she got introduced to it?
What is it for?
A fucking hick that was banging her.
Is it to like clear brush? What's the point of owning that?
I guess if you, it looked like they
lived
somewhere
rural.
To
do well in Contra.
You could do that too.
Remember the game?
I guess they could backburn stuff. It's probably good for that.
Play it. Let's see her talk.
You want to see more?
Yeah, let's see her.
Chunky little thing.
Yes. Right, what do you do with that thing once you have it?
You fuck her
in the mouth. Yes.
Saying well done. How did you know about
when you put on
the
too much makeup
as a gift? Because the rest of us are jealous.
Well, I've seen my dad for years be a mild pyromaniac, and so I've always been on the lookout.
That means
for
he's horny.
A gift that would wow him because he's been such a giving
Is
person
that true?
His whole entire life.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do the same for him, and so I saw the flamethrower by X Products on Instagram, actually, and then had to pause it.
Wait, so she didn't even make it? This is just a story that a lady bought a thing?
She bought a flamethrower.
Yeah, she bought a flamethrower through a targeted ad because her dad plays with flames, and the phone that's spying on her picked it up. And stupidly, she's a consumer, bought it, and everyone's like, you're the yes queen of daughter gifts.
Yeah, I thought she made it.
Yeah, I thought she made it.
Yeah,
what?
I'm way less
fucking dumb.
Okay,
slut.
Look, okay, hold on. Keep playing, and in the meantime, look up her Instagram and see if she has any thirst traps.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
and then, we should DM her all together and see if she respond. She's probably got a ton of DMs.
Well,
all right, I'm looking up her Instagram right now.
Stop you from
Yeah, but we're also on a mildly unpopular podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah?
Hang on.
Is this her Instagram?
Yes.
It's coming up now.
Come to the darkness.
Show it to me.
God, I can't wait to see her fat, chunky skin in a bikini. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, look at her hold a gun.
There's a lot of guns and stuff.
Yes.
Dude, cool. This girl.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This girl gets fucked in the ass and says she's a virgin. Keep going down. Does she wear anything but camo?
I think this girl drove me and Lewis around between gigs in Jersey once.
I'm going to get her to suck my dick by painting it mossy oak.
Well, it looks like she's spoken for.
What? No, that's a while ago. Keep scrolling down, Nate. Go faster. I want to see skin.
She's too modest. I don't think you're going to see what any.
What the
you're
fuck?
You're not going to see any thirst.
Oh, look at her with the look at her with the teeth
Yeah, with the
thing.
Teeth, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, my God. This is awful.
Oh, she's from Tennessee? God, classy, elegant, sophisticated, gorgeous, young lady,
left.
Beautiful. Oh, God.
How about that video to the left?
Yeah,
that one. Let's see what she's...
Honey, I'm home and I had a hard day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, rub my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up, my favorite tree. Honey, my back is killing me.
This girl drops end bombs like there is no tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just don't get why we can't say it.
Dude, that flamethrower
keep,
is...
Keep
dude.
Going down. Keep going down. Is she... Oh. And I... Oh. Mm. She seems kind of wholesome. She just likes hunting, looking pretty.
But she didn't
singing
make the
songs.
Flamethrower, right? She bought
no, yeah,
it.
That
know,
is the whole story. She
there's
bought a flamethrower.
No, like, thirst traps. Oh, is she engaged?
Those coolers are nice.
Is she... Yeah. Hold on. Paid partnership with Grooveville. Oh, she's like a...
She's like an influencer.
Yeah, so she's already... Cause
she's already
kind
of famous.
There's just 12,000 likes on these old pictures.
How many? 337,000 followers? Oh, she's got a Bible quote. She loves getting choked during sex.
Yeah.
That is, I have done the research. Any chick with a Bible quote loves getting torn up.
Mm. See, I would argue it's always girls with hair above their shoulders and glasses tends to want to get choked during sex.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a virgin.
Mike, your thoughts?
I'm a virgin. I don't know. I've had sex with one person for a while.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, she seems, well, I don't know.
This seems like...
She just got a targeted ad and bought a fucking thing.
And she's already a famous person.
Yeah.
She's got 300,000 followers.
Why is this a news story?
She's pretty hot, though.
Cover, what about the black Israelites killing our people? Huh?
Yeah, yeah. No one's going to talk about that.
No one's talking about the issues. Everyone's just showing hot camo girl.
I say we go to Times Square right now and find some black Israelites.
I say we flamethrow
them.
Our
mind.
Yeah. Well, this episode's sponsored by Infinite CBD.
Nate, show me the story about the kid in Texas who got a magnifying glass for Christmas.
On it. Hang on.
Burns entire front yard. Jesus Christ.
Just give me a minute, because I'm alone here today.
Yeah, we have to give Nate a break. Nate's manning two jobs by himself today. So we got to be patient with
Nate's
him.
Doing the sucking and fucking of
for two people.
Producing right now. Dude, let's just watch that Instagram girl for a little longer. She seems like she's got a good story. Oh, God, me so horny.
So this is like his parents just uploaded this onto social media. As if to be like, look, this is what our kid did when we gave him a magnifying glass. That huge black area, they've just burnt it.
I bet this is fake.
Probably.
Yeah, it looks like they just dug it up.
That's literally it.
Okay.
This is a staged video. This is like the balloon boy of lawn fires.
What was balloon boy?
Remember that kid? His dad was like, I had a hot air balloon. I left my son in it. Oh, boy. And it was like a national news story. It turns out he hid his son in the attic just so he could like get attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had been doing like balloon related stunts.
Yeah. Yeah. People are always like, why would someone make up a story? And it's like, because attention feels good. It feels good to be like wanted and needed for even like 5 minutes.
Right.
It's a fucking dopamine drip. There are people that are liars. Do you hear that girl that got kidnapped in the Bronx?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got kidnapped in the Bronx. Amber alerts went out. Everyone was like, oh my God, our black women are being kidnapped. Nobody cares. And she fucking set it up because her mom was
overprotected. Hold on a second, though.
What?
Our black women are being kidnapped. They're being kidnapped, mistreated, and abused and disrespected.
Yeah, by rap.
So
right.
The key word, you can't spell welcome crap to the without
what about,
rap.
What about hip hop podcast? They're just three bi dads that are mad at hip hop.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but people make shit up. People lie. They want to be talked about for 5 minutes because they're too boring to
and my son's listening to Obi Trice the other day, and he's calling people faggots. And I said, your father's half a faggot.
That makes you one quarter
that
faggot.
Makes you one quarter faggot.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think that lawn story's set up. What do you think, Nate?
Well, there wasn't really anything to that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like more bullshit. There's a lot of this getting posted, especially around Christmas around here. A lot of the stories that I end up getting are like, this happened to this family. And then you look into it and...
Well, it's like the news cycle.
What are some other hoax videos? Jussie Smollett's probably the biggest one.
I don't know. Probably like Schindler's List. Yeah. Anyway,
the Holocaust documentary.
Yeah. So, fucking, dude, the news cycle is either, like, obsession with Trump or these stupid made-up stories.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish it could go back to when, like, TV went off air. Remember that? When TV would just have, like...
Oh, midnight, and then it would play the national anthem?
Yeah, and, like, the rainbow, and then it would be like...
Signing on, yeah. Yeah.
Did I just say a slur?
It's just Walter Cronkite saying the slurs.
Are we off air?
That's how he goes to sleep.
He just likes to say slurs.
Three, two, one. Yeah.
That's how he got this big news career.
Yeah.
It's just him inhaling helium. Chink!
Chant! Say it.
That's not that bad of one.
Chances are I'm not going to say
anyway,
that.
What are the other hoax videos, though?
This girl said she was held down and had her dreads cut off by like white students at her school, and that was fake.
Do you remember when we were kids, there was that lady who like she killed her two kids. They were like 4 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was like Susan Smith. She pushed her van into
Yes.
But she was on the news being like, some black guy stole my van.
Yes. Yeah. That used to be the excuse.
Right.
Everyone would be like, there's a black guy in a hat. And everyone's
90s,
like, search for him. And it was just like, you know, a smoke screen to
and
fucking.
Even, right. And get when that story happened, even my racist mom was like, who would steal a car with kids in it?
Yeah.
You just drop them off somewhere.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And a black guy would never dump a van in a lake. They can't swim to get away from it.
Right. Maybe he pushed it. Into the.
And then even the first big one was Sharpton's first like big case.
Oh, Tawana Brawley.
Oh, Anita Hill. No, that was a different
Tawana Brawley is what you're talking about.
They,
right?
She said that she got raped by guys and that they wrote the N-word on her head. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And that was fake.
And then she wrote it on her own.
Well, they figured it out because it was spelled wrong.
Right. It's a very funny image. Writing the word on their own head. Yeah.
What the fuck? What cognitive dissonance to fucking do that? Where you're like staring in the mirror. Like,
well, something was going on with that girl, I think. She was like 16 and she makes up this huge story. And
right.
But they didn't really like fact check it or anything. So Sharpton like jumped on it.
Of course.
And they made it, you know, a thing.
Yeah, but like, dude, we just have so much unchecked mental illness that just runs wild. And then we're like, this is a bad person. It's like, no, they're like missing something in their brain to cause them to act this way.
Yeah.
That's not being addressed.
Yeah.
And then we're just condemning them as like, well, they're a piece of shit. It's like, no, they've like, you got to have a big fucking issue in your life to decide that that's a course of action to take. You know what I mean?
That you need the attention that bad.
Yeah. Something has to go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and like we're looking at all these people that are so addicted to social media and everything. It's causing like anxiety and depression at like skyrocketing rates. There's like definitely a correlation between the two. And it's like that's not being addressed. And we're just like, oh, these people are fucking dumb, whatever. But it's like that desire for attention is like a smokescreen for fucking mental illness, you know. Which I think we're all mentally ill to fucking get up on stage and like have to make these things. Like it's one part like having the desire to create, and then the other part, whether we want to admit it or not, it's like it feels good to fucking get that rush of people digging us, you know.
That, and it's like the idea to run a room
And I think a lot of us lack the confidence to do that in real social situations. Mm. But when we have the microphone and the lights on us, it's like forced upon
and security.
Mm. Yeah. Because like I'm never the guy. I would never be the guy like
get
to,
this
like,
piece of shit out of here
to like take over a party, like run the room at a party or like hold court. I see Jay do that, like right, hold court in social situations.
Yeah.
The last time I saw it was in front of a frozen yogurt machine.
A froyo.
On a cruise ship.
He was holding court. Meaning
in front of yes, in front of the frozen yogurt machine, telling stories. But like, yeah, so I guess it depends on the kind of person you are, though.
Yeah.
All right. Nate, what else do we got here, buddy? Brazilian comedy group hit with Molotov cocktails for depicting Jesus as gay.
Awesome.
It's like a gay Jesus movie they did or something.
That's right, yeah. It's on Netflix. It's a group called Porta dos Fundos, or Fundos. And what happened is, well, I can pull
is
up
this
the
like
their
Benghazi? Like,
it's Benghazi. Oh my God, Ann, you're the worst.
What?
All right.
Chloe Malas is in for Melissa this morning. And Chloe, are they investigating this as a hate crime? And what are police saying happened here?
Hey, Susan. Well, Brazilian police say at least four men were involved in attacking the Rio headquarters of the comedy group Porta dos Fundos on Christmas Eve. Earlier this month, Netflix released the group's film, The First Temptation of Christ, where Jesus is depicted as gay. And people say
it's like Brazilian Monty Python.
Whether the attack is linked to this film. The comedy group posted on Facebook that Molotov cocktails were thrown towards their building, but they do say that no one was hurt. Now, no word from Netflix on the incident, but last week it referred to the comedy group's statement saying, quote, it values artistic freedom and humor through satire on the most diverse cultural themes of our society. More than 2 million people have signed a petition, Susan, to have the film removed.
Fuck you.
And we'll continue to monitor that too, Chloe.
Oh yeah,
I know. I follow a bunch of like conservative Instagrams, and there was this one guy. This guy was like a veteran. He's super religious. Like, you need to take this movie down immediately. Like, yeah.
Dude, my uncle was in Vietnam, and I remember in sixth grade, I was like, why don't they let gay people in the military? Mm-hmm. He was like, because you don't want someone putting on lipstick when they're next to you in a foxhole.
Right.
And even when I was in sixth grade, I was like, Uncle Danny, what are you talking about? I tried to do a bit about how like you're like getting like, you know, mortar shots and everything, and you're like, cover, cover. Some guy's like, hold
not
on,
you.
I'm putting on my mascara. Yeah. You know?
Boy, stop fighting.
Yeah, please.
Guys,
please.
What are we even fighting about?
Yeah.
They just start rumors about the Viet Cong. And they quit. Yeah.
They just make fun of their outfits and shame them.
They're like,
ew, look at that hat, sis. Conical hats are out.
They just start a rumor and they all turn on each other.
Yeah.
And then that's how we would have won the war, actually.
One of their drag names is Rick Shaw. Mm-hmm. That was funnier than you gave it credit for. I don't know. What was the thing we just watched?
Gay Jesus.
Oh. Yeah, fuck them for throwing Molotov cocktails in. And fuck your conservative guy that's like, they should goo ba goo goo.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That was a good point I made. Are we done?
I think we're about done, Nate.
Yeah.
I'm hungover and exhausted.
I get you.
I'm so tired.
I have a Reddit compilation for today. We can end with that.
Shit, I'm so excited.
Yeah, let's Ian do loves that.
I love Nate's Reddit compilations. Oh, can we give a round of applause to Nate for doing such a good job today?
Nate, thank you for manning the booth by
yourself,
buddy.
I appreciate
that. Hey. Last episode, why don't we just go around and say something we're grateful for in the last decade?
Yeah, let's do that.
Right?
Sure. You can start.
I'm into it.
I'll start. I'm grateful for growth, sobriety, and the ability to treat myself as a friend.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Racine?
This is gay.
Yes, it is.
Well, woke Racine. I'm glad we saw the death of woke Racine.
We put Racine back to sleep.
We put Racine back to sleep? Woo! Yes! Come on.
What am I grateful for?
Yeah.
I guess YouTube cooking videos.
That's
watch
nice.
A lot of those.
Yeah. The whole decade.
Yeah.
The whole.
I'm like 2012 on.
2010 to 2020.
Yeah.
I learned to make a nice mortadella.
Learn how to cook, yeah.
That's good. Cooking is very therapeutic for you in a way.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You found an outlet for something inside of you to concentrate.
That's how I got woke.
Well, I'll tell you, I went to Racine's house and he cooked for me, and it was very. There's nothing better than cooking and sharing a meal with a friend. Isn't that nice? When someone comes into your home and you make something for them,
yeah,
reminds me of like being younger and just showing up to people's houses.
With, what like, did your I make? Fam-
like you made avocado toast, and then you and Deb,
avocado toast,
and then you and Deb made like a really good chicken soup.
Oh yeah!
Remember that day we were helping you clean your yard?
Yeah,
that was so nice.
That was nice.
Yeah. How about you, Zach?
I'm thankful that the Black Israelites are finally getting their due. Getting the attention they deserve. Yeah. Getting the message out there.
They've been on Bucket screaming. Yeah, every day.
They've been on Bucket screaming, and finally they're mobilizing.
Finally, they're putting their money where their mouth is and stabbing these Jews. Stabbing these fake Jews.
Woo! Unwoke great scene!
That's right. You take that, you fake white Jews.
Yeah! That's the name of the episode.
There's only room for one.
Unwoke Racine.
Do you think the Black Israelites...
We put Racine back to sleep.
Yeah, we put Racine back to sleep.
It seems like an initiation type thing. Do you think they have like a thing that's how they're recruiting people now?
What?
Like you got to get some Jew blood on your hands?
Oh, interesting.
Bring me back 5 yarmulkes by midnight.
One of us has to go undercover in the Black Israelites.
Yes.
Ian, I've
got to be
you. You have big lips. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could pass.
Yeah. What's up, brothers? How about them Jews now, y'all?
Man, I know I hate Jews.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing about that. Listen to me now. Go ahead. Go ahead, Clayton.
Preach. Nate, let's see that Reddit compliment.
Nate, what are you grateful for?
In the last decade?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, I've moved countries, I got married. You know, pretty grateful for my wife. That's pretty sweet. All of you guys, obviously.
Yeah.
Grateful. You know, even Lewis, who's not here.
What a nice family you guys have here.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
Shall we?
Yes.
All right. I guess this is a Happy New Year video, too.
Woo! Happy Birthday Ian video.
Yes.
Oh, whoa. Oh, no. Oh, my God. That's so cute. Oh! Oh, don't get hurt.
Oh, no.
Ew! What the hell is that? Racine, it's just a black
person. Oh, no!
What the hell is that?
It's Quasimodo.
Whoa. Oh! Oh.
Oh,
oh, oh, what a nightmare. Holy shit.
What happened on that on the girl on the ride?
The one on the right.
Oh, this guy's gonna fall and go! Ah! He's dead!
Is anyone dying in these games?
Oh!
I make sure no one dies.
Oh, this
come
is cool.
Videos where people die.
I make sure that none of the videos.
How do you know they don't die?
I look into it.
You're so full of shit. I'm grateful for Nate being a good liar.
It's a thankless job.
God damn your videos rule.
Thank you very much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
wait. Let's say what Disney character everybody is before we sign off.
I'm down with that.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Let me think on it for a second.
Yeah, because you might be the clock from Beauty and the Beast.
Why?
I don't know. Just same demeanor.
Fun?
Yeah.
Well, we've discussed before that you're Olaf from Frozen.
I'm Olaf, and I love hugs.
You don't know what I'm talking about. You just...
That was my Olaf impersonation. Kids love it. When I do that.
Ian's the dead wife from Up.
And who are you?
I don't know.
I'm Gus Gus from Cinderella.
Oh, I would love to be Sebastian from Little Mermaid.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would love to be the mermaid and just play with my mer pussy all day long. Okay, this has been a great show. Thank you for tuning in to Bye Guys with Zach and Ian.
Thanks, guys. Everybody have a good week.
Oh,
Happy
I'm the
New
Italian
Year.
Guy from Lady and the Tramp that gives them the spaghetti.
I just watch his dogs fuck. and just stand there.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you consummated your love.
Come on, have sex. Just pretend I'm not here.
I gave you spaghetti.
You be killing fucking the dogs. I'm gonna stop the fuck. Right now, I'm gonna get very mad.
I just pull out a gun.
Let me see that red rocket right now.
You get an erection right now.
Hey, oh, you no. Fucking that dog of pussy. Oh, no, I'm fucking you in the head.
No, Ian's both the Siamese twins, the Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, shit. That was great. All right. Happy New Year. Bye, love you. Bye.
Bye.